experience such difficulties.
好像我们祷告了老半天，神没有答应我们，却答应了别人。
And we prayed so long and hard, and God did not answer us, but answered someone else.
但是没有我答，他解决了。 And
then somebody else prayed, and their difficulty is not great, and God answered their prayer.
他一找工作就找到了，还拿了一个帮他办H1的公司。
And then they found the job so quickly, and then the company would apply H1 for them.
我的 practical training 都快到期了，没有一家公司用我。
And then my practical training is going to run out, and no one wants me.
弟兄姊妹，我们会碰到这样子的考验。We
will encounter these tests.
另外一个亚鲁碰到的考验就是他的女儿真的越来越重，到最后死掉。And
then the other test for Jairus is that his daughter got sicker and she died.
而主给我们的第一个安慰。And
then the first comfort from our Lord.
不要怕。Do
not be not afraid.
要继续的相信。But
continue believing.
一个金沙不经过火炼，它不能够出来纯金。
And then the gold dust that's not refined will not be pure.
一个信心没有经过试验，它不能够显出它的宝贵。And
then the faith that has not been tested will not be precious.
所以彼得前书第一章告诉我们，它是信心经过试验。And
then in First Peter he says that faith must be tested.
它就比那个被火试验过以后还会坏的金子更显得宝贵。
And then the refined gold is more precious than just plain gold.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天在我们的生活遭遇里面，你碰到难处的话，
So today in your life, if you encounter problems,
我们要感谢主。
We must thank the Lord.
主在我们身上做奇妙的工作。
The Lord is working a wonderful thing in our life.
他要把我们这个金矿金沙要把我们炼净。
And then we are like a gold ore that must be refined.
信心经过试验就更显得宝贵。
And faith that has been tested by fire is precious.
而从这个女儿的这一面来说,
and from the aspect of the daughter,
当她在最无助，在那里等候最后一线希望来拯救她的时候,
and she was waiting there, for the hope that she may be healed.
她亲爱的父亲一直没有回来,
and then her father, her beloved father, did not return.
到最后她断气，她死掉.
At the end, she died.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们
Will we have such a situation?
当我们在一些难处里面，我们总是先照自己所有可能想到的方法、能做到的事，我们想要来解决它。And
then when we encounter problems, we will think of all the ways that we can to solve it.
当我们试过所有的方法都不能解决的时候，when
we've tried all the methods that we know,
可能我们还抱着最后一线的希望，看看别人。 主耶稣或是谁能不能帮助我们？
And then we have this last hope that someone or Jesus would help us.
这么多的希望变成这么少的希望。
And so many hopes and now narrowed down to only a few.
这么少的希望到最后变成唯一一线的希望。
And then from this few only narrowed down to one.
还是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
原谅我说，
Forgive me for saying this.
主耶稣的出现常常是在我们连最后一线希望都没有的时候。
And Jesus appears only and many times appears when there's no more hope for us.
一个很属灵老练的话告诉我们,
and a wise spiritual man said that the man's end point is God's starting point. Because man without reaching the end point,
他如果从难处里面走出来的话,
if he comes out from his problems,
他永远认为是他凭着自己的方法走出来的。
He will always think it's through his own ways.
就失去了神在我们身上要把那个最宝贵的经历、生命、产业赐给我们的机会。
And then we have lost the opportunity where God wants to give us and reveal to us the inheritance.
绝对不是神残忍。
It's not because God is cruel.
因为他要把一个最好的经历、最好的产业、最好的生命要赐给我们。
Because he wants us to give us the best experience, the best inheritance to us.
这个东西就是当我们什么时候还靠自己的时候, 他领不到我们。
And then this he cannot give us whenever we think that we can do it ourselves.
所以当这个女儿进入了死亡,
so when this daughter died,
弟兄姊妹众人在她旁边这个捶胸哀哭,
and the people around her mourned for her.
还有人吹着笛子在那里举哀,
and then there were people who and there were blowing instruments to wail for her.
这是在马太福音记的啊，马可福音那边没有关系。那亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不管别人为我们在这里难过，觉得我们这个人好像碰到这么大的难处。
And then doesn't matter whether these people are suffering and crying out and mourning for us.
人肯同情我们, 陪着我们哭, 已经算是很好很好的朋友了。
And then if there are people who are pitying us and crying with us, that's pretty good friends.
但是这些的哀哭, 这些的捶胸不能够帮助他。
But these cannot help her.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
也就是在这个时候,
at this time,
突然听见救助奇妙的声音,
and then hear this wonderful voice.
在那么多吵杂的声音里面,
among all the noise that was around,
突然有一个声音,
there was a voice.
好像日光突破重重乌云一样临到我们,
it's like the sun all of a sudden parted up, and then this light that comes on.
好像人在失迷在一个荒野最无助的时候, 突然听见了他慈爱父亲的呼声一样。
It's like a person getting lost in the wilderness, all of a sudden heard his father's voice.
他的女儿起来吧。
Daughter, rise up.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是多么美的一个声音。
This is such a wonderful voice.
女儿起来吧。
My child, get up.
哦，在这么大的难处的击打底下。
Under such big problems.
在我们这么大的跌倒失败的控告底下。
Under such a great accusation from our failure.
在我们这么低落、属灵死亡的光景里面。
And then we are so spiritually depressed.
突然听见神的声音。
All of a sudden we heard God's voice.
突然听见主对我们说：“女儿，起来吧。”We
heard the Lord's voice saying, "Get up."
哦，弟兄姊妹，这真是一个太美太美的声音。It's
such a beautiful voice.
我们都需要在主耶稣的面前向主祷告。We
all prayed to the Lord.
是的，亲爱的主。Dear
Lord.
亲爱的主。Dear
Lord.
Lift me.
Lift me.
再把我举起来。Lift
me up.
Make me alive.
Make me alive.
让我再活过来。
Make me alive.
让我知道我的盼望在于你。
That my hopes are in thee.
让我知道我的出路在于你。
That my salvation is through you.
让我知道我的生命、动作、气息、存留都在乎你。
And that my actions, my living, my life is all in you.
帮助我能够在你的面前重新起来。
That I may once again through your help rise again.
约翰福音第五章, 我们一起来看一下。
In John chapter 5, it says,
第五章25节, 在我们程序单上有, 是今天的背诵经文。
It's in your bulletin, John chapter 5.
第五章25节, 我想我们一起来读。
Let us read it together. John chapter 5, verse 25.
我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。我们请弟兄们读一次。Let
the brothers read.
我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。请姊妹们。Let
the sisters read.
我们一起试着背背看啊，背不起来你看没有关系啊，不算偷看，但是回家希望能够背起来。我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。使人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的就要活了。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们里面属灵的光景是不是在一种死沉的里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, I do not know if your spiritual condition is like you are in dead.
可能我们软弱已经长久了。Maybe
we have been weak for a long time.
对我们的困难，对我们的软弱，我们无可奈何。And
we are helpless in the face of our problems.
但愿今天早晨我们都听见神儿子在这里对我们说话。That
this morning we may hear the voice of the Son of God.
他是那位从死里复活的主。He
is the one who rose from the dead.
他是那位生命的主。He
is the Lord of life.
我是复活，我是生命。I
am the risen Lord, I am life.
信我的人虽然死了，他还要活。And
those who believe me, even though they are dead, they will live.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，Dear
brothers and sisters,
我们都向主祷告。We
all pray to the Lord.
主啊, lift me, make me alive, 让我再活过来。Lord,
lift me, make me alive.
你重新把你的生命力量赐给我。Give
me your strength and life again.
让我在你的里面充满了荣耀的盼望。
That in you I have this glorious hope.
让我里面得到更新的力量。
That I may be renewed in strength.
他们从前说从埃及的金字塔里面找到了一些种子啊。
And they found some seeds in the pyramid. In the pyramid.
啊，已经超过了大概2500年左右的。
And then these seeds have been there they're 2,500 years old.
他们保持在瓶子还是罐子的里面好好的。
And they are in a vase.
所以他们后来就试着把它重新种在土里面，浇灌它，喂养它。
And so they planted these seeds and watered it.
它居然长出来。
And then it grew.
它居然开花，非常漂亮的花。
And it flowered.
2000多年。
Over 2,000 years.
这个生命原封未动。
And yet there's still life in it.
它没有彰显出它生命该有的美丽和能力来。
It did not manifest its life and beauty.
当我们信耶稣的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we believe in the Lord,
神把他的生命放在我们里面。
God put His life in us.
这是一个复活的生命。
This is a resurrection life.
这是一个出淤泥而不染的生命。
And this is a life that's beyond your life.
这个生命能够让我们面对所有的风雨和所有的考验。
And this life would help us encounter all storms.
弟兄姊妹，我们忽略它已经够长久。
Brothers and sisters, we have neglected it long enough.
让我们不要掉在自己的挣扎和失望里面。
Do not let us fall into the our own struggles.
让我们听见亲爱的救主今天还在对我们说。
That we can hear the voice of the Lord.
一方面对我们的难处不要怕，继续相信。
And in the face of our problems, we should not be afraid. That we should continue believing.
另外一方面，他要从里面来帮助我们。
And from the other aspect, he wants to help us from within us.
女儿起来吧。
He said, "My child, get up."
他要把他的自己的生命成为我们的生命。
He wants to give his life to become our life.
他的力量成为我们的力量。
His strength is our strength.
他成为我们荣耀的盼望。
He becomes our glorious hope.
他成为我们更新的力量。
He becomes the strength of our renewal.
让我们可以重新出发。
That we can once again rise up.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天救主仍然在帮助我们。
Today the Lord is helping us.
我最后用一个见证作为我的结束。
And lastly, I would share with you this testimony.
在日本有一个女孩子。
In Japan, there is a girl.
她叫做田园弥子，不用翻译。
She has a wonderful name.
感谢。她从小生长在一个很富裕的家庭里面。
And she grew up in a very wealthy family.
真像雅鲁一样，她享尽了家庭一切给她的最好的供应。
And just like Jairus' daughter, she enjoyed the abundance of her family.
在她16、17岁的时候，
when she was 16 or 17,
她的母亲突然去世了。
Her mother died of a sudden.
没有想到她的母亲突然走了。
She never thought that her mother would die.
对她来说是一个极大的打击。
And to her, it was a great shock.
在她最痛苦的时候，
in her time of greatest grief,
她突然想到人生是这样子的短暂，这样子的不在自己的手中。
And she found that the life is not in her own hands.
她说我一定要好好的享受。
She said that I will want to enjoy life.
所以她开始翘课，不去上学。
And so she skipped classes.
她一天到晚在外面跟那些帮派鬼混。
And then she played around all day.
啊，跳舞，一个礼拜看10几、20场的电影，然后晚上不回家。
And then she would go to movies many times, and then would go to dancing.
喝酒犯罪，他什么事情他都做。
And she drank and she sinned.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这些东西并不能叫他的心里面真正得到满足。
And yet these things cannot satisfy her heart.
反而让他掉到一个更大的虚空和痛苦里面。
And on the other hand, she fell into a greater emptiness.
所以有一天他跑到铁轨上，他躺在铁轨上准备自杀。
So one day she wanted to kill herself by laying on the railroad tracks.
那火车过来。
And then the train came by.
从他身上经过去。
And then went over her.
他两条腿通通被火车压断掉。
And then her two legs were severed from her.
他的左手也被压断掉。
And same with her left hand.
他的右手只剩下三根指头。
And then on her right hand, she only left three fingers.
弟兄姊妹，这种比死还要痛苦，对不对？
This is worse than death.
所以当他被救活的时候，
when she was rescued,
他看到他自己只剩下三根指头，什么都没有。
And she only left three fingers and nothing else.
他痛苦得不得了。
She was in great pain.
他想尽方法，他想要自杀。
She thought of all ways to kill herself.
就像我们刚才所讲的，我们掉到了一种绝望无助的里面。
Just like I shared with you that you have entered into a hopeless, helpless situation.
而就在他最绝望的时候。
In the time of the greatest hopeless.
主耶稣差遣了两个传道人去看他。
The Lord sent two preachers to her.
一个美国的传道人，一个日本的传道人。
One of them was an American preacher, and the other one was a Japanese preacher.
他们跟他传福音，读主的话给他听。
And they shared with her the gospel and God's words.
弟兄姊妹，真的是在最绝望的时候。
At this time of hopelessness.
在人的尽头的时候，神他经历到神的工作。
At the end of her hope, she experienced the work of God.
他信了耶稣。
She believed in Jesus.
而当他接受耶稣以后。
When she received Jesus,
主把生命、把平安、把喜乐充满在她的里面。
God gave her peace and joy.
而在一个原本最绝望的一个对人生绝望的一个人里面。
And then, in the hopeless, when in the person that has no more hope,
在一个跌倒、失败到这么深的一个女孩子的身上。
And then one who has fallen and failed so much.
主耶稣的爱赦免了她一切的罪。
God's love forgave all her sins.
主耶稣的爱给了她最大的鼓励。
And gave her the greatest encouragement.
而主耶稣的生命成为她心里面新的力量。
And then the Lord's life is her new strength.
所以她决定起来奋发图强。
And she decided to rise up again.
弟兄姊妹，她虽然没有两只脚，没有左手。
Even though she doesn't have her legs and her left her arm.
而右手只剩下三根指头。
Only three fingers on her right hand.
她用三个指头写字学功课。
And so she decided to learn again.
所以她每次要缝衣服的时候，她就用左手剩下的这一段的压着衣服，右手在这里缝衣服。
And then every time she wants to sew her her clothes, she would press down with her left stub and then use the right finger to sew.
她要切菜的时候，就用左手这样压着菜，然后右手的三根指头这样慢慢切菜。
And she would cut the vegetables, she would do it the same way.
但是她却完全在基督里面找到了人生的意义。
And then she found meaning in life in Christ.
她在基督的里面找到了胜过这一切困难、残酷事实的力量。
And then in Christ she found the strength to overcome all these difficulties.
她非常的喜乐，非常的积极。
She's full of joy and very positive.
主叫一个死掉的人，女儿起来吧。
And God has called a dead daughter to rise up.
她重新起来了。
She rose again.
啊，何等的感谢主啊。
And we thank the Lord.
那个年轻的日本传道人居然娶了她做妻子。
And this young Japanese preacher married her.
他们在主的面前有一个很好很好的家庭。
And they have a wonderful family in the Lord.
他们也生了两个孩子。
And they had two children.
孩子都已经长大成人了。
And the children have grown up.
孩子说，我的母亲虽然没有手没有脚。
And the children said, even though my mom doesn't have a leg and a hand.
但是她却是一个最喜乐的人。
But yet she is the most happiest of persons.
当那个年轻的传道人，当初日本传道人跟她求婚的时候。
And when the young Japanese preacher asked for her hand.
她回家告诉她的父亲。
She went home and told her father.
他的父亲一听到就哭起来了。
And when the father heard, he cried.
他没有想到这样子的一个女儿。
Never thought that such a daughter as his.
居然能够得到一个这么新的一条盼望，一个新的盼望。
And then they have received such great hope.
居然在基督里面能够找到这么好的一个恩典。
And then in Christ can find such grace.
他的父亲说：“你是我这么多儿女里面最快乐的一个。”
And then you are the most happiest of all my children.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我不晓得最近你是不是在难处里。
I do not know if you are in difficulties now.
我不晓得最近你是或是过去你曾经大大的跌倒得罪过主得罪过人。
Or in your past you have failed and sinned against the Lord and other people.
或是我们最近是否属灵掉入了低谷掉入了死沉。
Or recently has your spiritual life have dropped the bottom?
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远他不改变。
And Jesus yesterday, today and tomorrow, he never changes.
他是我们奇妙的救主。
He is our wonderful savior.
对我们一切的难处他告诉我们不要怕只要信。
And then to all our difficulties he says, be not afraid. Continue.
在我们里面的生命的里面他对我们说女儿起来吧。
And then to us he says,A daughter, rise up.
时候将到，如今就是了。世人要听见神儿子的声音，凡听见的就活了。
I tell you the truth, the time is coming and has come now when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
要给主耶稣对我们说话的机会。
We must give the Lord an opportunity to speak to us.
我们要正常的聚会。
We must come to a worship service.
我们要正常的读主的话。
And read His words.
我们正常的跪到主的面前来亲近他。
And kneel before Him to draw near to Him.
给主耶稣对我们说话的机会。
And give Him a chance to talk to us.
当这个女儿起来的时候。
When this daughter rises up.
主说给她东西吃。
The Lord said, "Give her something to eat."
你们有没有想过为什么要加上这句话？
Have you ever thought why was this added?
死里面复活已经是太大的神迹，为什么要加上这么一句话？
And the rising from the dead is such a great matter. Why give her something to eat?
是的，一方面证明这个医治、这个拯救是完全的。他不仅仅好了，他不仅仅脱离了死亡，他可以起来走，他可以起来吃。
And it is one aspect to prove that she is alive, that she is normal, and she can eat.
主给我们的拯救是一个完全的拯救。
The Lord gave us the salvation is complete.
但是另外一方面
But from the other hand,
圣经上把这句话写下来
The Bible records this sentence
也是提醒我们我们这般人不应该凭着神迹来过生活
And it's also to remind us that we should not live only by miracles
不是 always 要掉到死亡里面我们才能够经历到主
It's not always that we have entered into death that we can experience the Lord
是的当我们掉到死亡掉到难处的时候主会来把我们 lift up
And when we are in death and difficulties the Lord will lift us up
但是在我们平凡的生活里面
But in our ordinary lives,
我们基督徒有维持属灵健康当尽的责任
And we have the responsibility to keep our life going
我们不是靠着神迹和临时的恩典来过生活
We must not depend on the miracles and to save us
我们来说靠着有积蓄的生活靠着一个在平凡中却不断的领受主的生活来长大成熟
But rather in our ordinary lives, we feed on this, the Word of God. This morning that we can come before the Lord and pray.
Dear Lord, lift me, make me alive.
Dear Lord, lift me and make me alive.
我们唱诗歌105首。
Let us open our hymn books to 105.
我们只唱副歌。
We only sing the stanza, the refrain.
副歌在这里说到爱救了我英文是说到 Love lifted me
We'll be only singing the refrain Love lifted me
大家在说当我在世界漂泊英文说到 When nothing else could help Love lifted me 所以我们一起把副歌我们来唱一遍预备来
爱救了我爱救了我当我在世界漂泊爱救了我爱救了我爱救了我
当我在世界漂泊如果你愿意的话你可以把你自己的光景唱进去啊。当我例如说当我以绝望无助或者当我陷软弱失败你可以把你的光景唱在主的面前但是在这里却有一件奇妙的事情要发生爱要来把我们举起来主要在这里重新把我们举起来让我们重新能够恢复该有的生命我们再连续 再把它唱两遍好不好你照着你自己的负担你要唱英文可以唱英文你要改歌词你可以改歌词你要唱主 lift me 也可以那我们自己唱在主的面前好不好你会背着闭起眼睛唱我们一起来在主的面前上个礼拜血漏的妇人 touch Jesus and make me whole 今天早晨我们求他 lift meMake me alive. 预备来。
爱救了我，爱救了我。When nothing else could help us, 爱救了我。
Let us bow our heads in quiet prayer.
主耶稣今天早晨就在我们的中间。
The Lord Jesus is among us this morning.
他从前怎样叫瞎眼的得以看见。
And how he healed the blind before.
叫瘸腿的可以行走。
That the lame can walk.
叫长大麻风的得到洁净。
And that made pure the who are leprous.
叫死掉的人从死里面复活。
And then to raise the dead.
今天早晨他仍然在我们的中间。
And today, this morning, he's among us.
弟兄姊妹，我们是否掉在难处里面？
Francis, are you in difficulties?
是否陷在软弱失败里面出不来？
And you're in your failures and problems that you cannot come out from them.
是否在一个属灵极深的低谷里面，我们喜乐不起来？
And then that we are in a spiritual depression that we cannot have joy.
早晨我们都来向他祷告。
This morning we all pray to him.
主啊，再让我复活。
Lord, lift me up.
让我能够重新活起来。
That I may once again be alive.
恢复我属灵的健康。
And renew my spiritual health.
让我重新得力。
That once again I have strength.
让我在你的面前重新喜乐起来。
That in you I can have once again have joy.
当主说不要怕，只要信的时候。
And when the Lord says, "Be not afraid, only continue believing."
让我们学习把一切的重担卸在他的肩膀上。
That we can give up all our burdens to Him.
当主对我们说，女儿起来吧。
And when the Lord says to us, "Dear child, get up."
让我们因着听见神儿子的声音，我们都活过来。
And that because we hear the voice of our Lord, that we can all rise up.
不要再去看自己的软弱。
No longer look at your own weaknesses.
起来吃东西。
Rise up and eat.
起来走路。
Rise up and walk.
力量来自于走路。
And the strength comes from walking.
健康来自于我们接受它成为我们的营养。
And health comes from receiving His supply.
我们不仅仅在难处中经历主帮助我们。
And not only we experience God helping us in our difficulties.
让我们每天学习活在他的面前。
That every day we learn to live before Him.
我们还是可以很自由的有弟兄姊妹带我们祷告。
And now we have brothers and sisters who can lead us in prayer.
但用今天我们走出这个教会的时候。
That today when we leave this church.
我们把重担都已经卸在他的面前。
That we have given Him all our burdens.
Amen.